gives me great pleasure at this time. At this time, we're going to call upon, bring on our man of God for this house. And we praise God for him. We're coming in up. Coming up. Y'all get excited. We coming up. We coming up. Coming up, we coming up. I said we still standing, we still standing. Hallelujah. We praise God for my big brother in the gospel. He's a great man of God. I love him with all my heart. And I'm glad my buddy put us together with him. You know, I knew him, but I didn't know him like this. And the Winders got the song saying, who would have thought I'd get to know him this way? Hallelujah. But I praise God for him. At this time, let's receive our pastor with a hearty amen. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Well, what more could he do? One more. Open up the way. What more could he do? Yeah, what more could my God do? What more could he do? Yeah, he laid the foundation and open up the way. What more could he do? One more time, come on. Yeah, what more could my God do? Yes, what more could my God do? Yeah, he laid the foundation and opened up the way. What more could he do? Come on, Bert Jones. Yeah! Hallelujah! Oh, yeah! Yeah, yeah, well, he laid the foundation and opened up the way. What more could he do? Yeah! What more could he do? Yes, what more could my God do? Oh, he laid the foundation, opened up the way. What more could he do? Father, in the name of that wonderful Son, our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today. We thank you, my God. Lord, how you have just blessed us with all power. Lord, you kept all danger. Glory to God. Sickness. Hallelujah. Away from us. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For opportunity that thine have given unto us to know you. Glory to God. And not only to know you, but be in a relationship with you. And Father, we thank you for the word. Oh, glory to God. Lord, we need to hear from God. And Lord, would you bless this vessel of clay? Lord, will you touch me with thine anointing just for a little while? And allow this empty clay of vessel to speak to your people, to speak in the spirit that thine have given unto me, and in truth. Bless us, Jesus. Bless all of us to be a blessing unto others. In Jesus' name we pray. And let everybody that love the Lord say amen. Hallelujah. If you just listen to the lyrics and the words of that song, hallelujah, what he did, nobody else could do it but God. Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the God that we serve is not a selfish God? Aren't you glad that he's not like you? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that when I come to church, hallelujah, I don't have to depend on my neighbor next to me to get a blessing. Don't you know your blessing does not depend on how many is in the church or how or the person that's sitting next to you. Your blessing depends on you and you alone. Hallelujah. I come to get a blessing. Hallelujah. I come to get a spiritual blessing. Glory to God. Because I need to be kept in this untoward generation. Glory to God. This world is sick. Hallelujah. And you need to know him for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil is turning this world upside down. Hallelujah. Why is he turning it upside down? Glory to God. Because his time is almost near. Hallelujah. He knows his sentence. He's been found guilty. Glory to God. And he knows where he's going. And he knows that there's no getting out. There's no parole. Hallelujah. He's there for eternity. So since he's going to hell for eternity, glory to God, he said, well, I'm going to give me somebody. But if you got Jesus, hallelujah, if you got Jesus, hallelujah, you got the spirit of the Almighty God, something working on the inside, bringing about a change on that. You got power. Glory to God. I'm not talking about Trump power. I'm not talking about dollar power. I'm talking about all power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen one more time. I'm not going to be long saying, but I want you. I gave Sister Carol the wrong scripture, one of them. I want to direct your attention to the book of Daniel. Amen. 1 Peter, the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. 1 Peter, chapter 5. I just want to take one verse from chapter number 5. As shall we stand to our feet. And I'm going to read quickly. And I just ask you to read along and meditate. There is power in the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He knows what we need, and that's why he came to fulfill. So there is power in the Word, and the Spirit that dwells in us, when we hear the Word, it generates us. It generates the Spirit that's in our life. Daniel, chapter 5. Verses number, we said 11 through 13. I'm sorry, verses 4 through 6. I'm sorry, get it right. Get it right now. Let me take your time. The devil is alive. Hallelujah, I rebuke him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is the author. He was the first liar. He's the author of it. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. But I want to back up one to verse number 3. And it reads as thus. Then they brought the golden vessel that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised gods of gold and of silver, of brass and of iron, of wood and stone. Hallelujah. In the same hour came forth figures of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him. And so the joints of his loins was loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Now we go over to 1 Peter, chapter 5. And we're going to read that one verse, which is number 11. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I have prayed, and the word has been blessed. And the thought that I want to leave in your hearing: all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. And as in Daniel, you read where these people in politics think that they can just do anything that they want to do. And you see what happened in the book of Daniel 5. The king went to the temple of Jerusalem, and he took the vessels out of the temple, the holy vessels, and they drank out of those holy vessels, and they just parted up a breeze. They got all of the gold and the silver. Say to God, nothing has changed in this world. Nothing has changed. And the Bible tells us that there is nothing new under the sun. Everybody trying to get money power. Money power. We are born in this world. When we are born in this world, we have very little knowledge or understanding to the world we have been born in. Time has gone before us, even when we weren't even in existence. Things are happening in this world before we were even born. And when we are born in this world, we don't know one thing about what's going on in the world. As baby, we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing about the crime. We don't know nothing about wars. We don't know nothing about politics. We don't have a clue about there being good or evil. Come on, say amen. I'm not going to be long. Just listen to me. I want you to get out of what God has gave me. We don't know anything about right from wrong. We don't even know that there is a sun that rises in the east and sets in the west. We don't know nothing. When we are born in the world, you are innocent in nature because you have not yet been taught about the world. We don't know about working of the world until we are taught and made aware of its working. It is then we are able to understand about the world. Hallelujah. Accept and acknowledge the working of the world. And as we grow older and we become grown, hallelujah, And we become more and more mindful to the working of the world so that you can go out and accomplish all that you, all of your goals, and you become successful. There's nothing wrong with being successful in this world. But we have to understand that there is a greater success, a greater reward available to us, and we must be mindful of that. Glory to God. God is all power. We live in a world that is supposed to be woke. But what are they really awakening to? Thank you, Jesus. We live in a world where we constantly praise and worship our celebrities. But when somebody says something about it, they say, oh, you hating on me. Glory to God. We live in a world where we are constantly worshiping, praising the almighty dollar. Glory to God. The more money I get, the more power I get. We live in a world where we believe a lie rather than the truth of God. I'm telling you today that you can have all the money that your eyes can see today and all the money that your eyes can see tomorrow. But all you have is money power. Money power. God is all power. Glory to God. And you got to remember this. God said, remember, I am all power. I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. Put me first. Glory to God. God is all power. Thank you, Jesus. In a sense, there is no difference from the day of old. But there is a sense of urgency. We must pay attention so that we are not caught up unprepared for what follows as each day moves us closer to the return of Christ. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Say that with me. Christ is coming. Hallelujah. God was on the backside of time. Glory to God. When there was nothing, there was God. He is the self-existent one. He is all power. Hallelujah. I don't care how much power you get, how much money you get, how many houses you buy. Glory to God. How many cars you have in the garage. Glory to God. You can have them today, but they can be gone tomorrow. God is all power. Hallelujah. We got to remember that. Sometimes I think we forget who God is. I think we look at the world and we get caught up in all this material stuff. But don't ever forget. Hallelujah. God is all power. Hallelujah. God is, hallelujah, an omnipotent God. Hallelujah. God's omnipotence is in the name El Shaddai. Thank you, Jesus. He appeared to Abram when Abram was 99 years old. And he told Abram, say, I am the Almighty. Walk up before me and be perfect. God is telling us that he is El Shaddai. I'm Almighty. Glory to God. Walk right before me. Glory to God. Be ye perfect. Glory to God. And I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. Hallelujah. Even in your worst situation, I'm there with you. All you got to do is call me. Let the church say amen. Thank you, Jesus. He is the self-existent one. Glory to God. It says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. This is how powerful God is. Glory to God. It says, and the earth was without form, and void and darkness was all upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved, glory to God. Oh, yes, it did. It moved up on the face of the water. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, light. And there was light. When God speaks, when his word comes forth, it's got to happen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Got to happen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at it. The world out of chaos, God made, brought forth cosmos. God spoke, and his word had to be obeyed. And since he has at the command all the power, Lord God omnipotent can do anything as easily as anybody else. All his acts, all of God's acts are done without effort. He doesn't get tired. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. He said, don't forget that God is all power. Hallelujah. He's all power. He expends no energy. Glory to God. He never sleeps nor slumber. And that must be his energy. You know, when we get tired, what we have to do? We have to sit down. Well, I got to replenish my energy. Glory to God. Give me a cup of coffee. Give me a sandwich. Glory to God. No, better than that. Give me one of them old country hot dogs. We got to replenish our energy. Hallelujah. God does not get tired. Hallelujah. Do you know? You don't even know when we sleep. You don't know what's going on while you sleep. Hallelujah. The omnipresent God, when he's at 135 Bidwell Avenue, he's over in Newark. He's down at 120 Virginia Avenue. Glory to God. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I say he's everywhere at the same time. Glory to God. I'm almost through here. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to this. Now, although such power might seem to frighten people. Hallelujah. See, man get power. And see, God ain't no fool. God is not going to give man all his power. Because we don't know how to use power. We use power in a selfish way. We use power in a prejudiced way. We use power, hallelujah, certain amount of power that we have. Well, I'm going to give my friend this position. Hallelujah. Knowing that that person is not qualified. But that's how we do. Glory to God. We just use power to hurt people. Hallelujah. Some of them use power to even kill people. I see it on the news this morning where this young man who had testified for the witness for this lady that shot that cop in Dallas. And somebody shot him last night. Glory to God. We got to be on the lookout and we got to stay in God. Hallelujah. We got to stay in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We should never forget and be frightened of God's power. Because we got to remember, God is love. And God is good. And he can do anything according to his infinite ability. God will do only those things that are consistent with himself. God can't do no wrong. I say God can't do no wrong. Hallelujah. He's a holy God. Hallelujah. He's a sovereign God. Hallelujah. He's a God that can do anything but fail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why he cannot lie. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. He cannot tolerate sin or an impenitent sinner. And an impenitent sinner is one who just don't want to repent, does not have a compassionate heart. And when you get that, hallelujah, God will not forgive you. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close. Thank you, Jesus. God is all power in creation. Thank you, Jesus. If you look to Isaiah 44 and 24. Thank you, Jesus. I'm paraphrasing. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer and he has formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Thank you, Jesus, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone. Glory to God that spreads abroad earth. Myself, I did it myself. I didn't need no help. Glory to God. I got all power. Oh, glory to God. I made you. Glory to God. You was nothing. You wasn't even a vapor of wind. Glory to God. Until I decided, glory to God, to make you my handiwork. And I formed you, glory to God, from the dust. And you were still nothing. You wasn't nothing until I breathed the breath of life in you. Glory to God. It's God's breath that makes us. And when he breathed his spirit into us, glory to God, the soul, glory to God, woke up, and we begin a living being. Come on, it's a amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is all power in salvation. Look at Jude 1. 24, 25. Listen at this, saint. It says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, hallelujah, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, glory to God, I will save you, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Glory to God. It is Jesus who presents us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Our bright and morning star. Jesus. Jesus. Our shelter in the time of storm. Oh, glory to God. He is our Savior. Hallelujah. God is all power in the resurrection. John 10, 17 and 18. I'm hoping you get something out of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop worrying about government. Stop worrying about your bills and your problems. Hallelujah. Stop worrying about the things of this world. Glory to God. Scripture tells us, if you get in the word, glory to God. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Nor his seed.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Do you believe that day, great? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. God is all. Hallelujah. When you're going through, thank you, Jesus. God will touch Sister Greta. Hallelujah. Tell Sister Greta. Bless Sister Jenny. Glory to God. He'll tell Sister Jenny to bless Sister Mazzetta. God cares about us. Hallelujah. Did you get your blessing this morning? I told you, just forget about it and let yourself. God wants to bless everybody. We come into church, come in his presence, and don't want to say nothing. Hallelujah. And you need a heal. Or you need your bubble bust from depression. And you won't even say nothing. Shame on you.
Hallelujah.
Shame on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got everything that we need. The song says, what more can you do?
Hallelujah.
He laid the foundation and he opened up the way. All you got to do is come. All you got to do is come. God is power in resurrection. John 10, 17 and 18. Now listen to this. He said, therefore, doeth my Father love me, because I laid down my life. He laid down his life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not for the Father. Not for himself. But he laid it down for all of us.
Yes.
Glory to God.
My God.
That I might take it again. He knew. Glory to God. That he was going to live again.
Jesus.
Because he trusted the Father. Glory to God. Do you trust him? Glory to God. When you lay down, hallelujah, and you got Christ in your life, hallelujah, you shall live again. But what makes it so good, glory to God, is an eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus said that I laid down my life that I might take it again. Oh, glory to God. He was obedient to the Father. He did not disobey his Father. The Bible said that when they were in heaven, they had never been separated. The only time God the Father and God the Son were separated, the Son had to come to earth. Oh, yes, he did. Glory to God. That was the only time that they were separated. But God was with him. Glory to God. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power, hallelujah, to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Glory to God, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Who was Jesus? Jesus was God in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. All his glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Had to be concealed, had to be camouflaged with old sinful flesh. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that no man has looked at God and lived. Oh, it says that Moses seen him, but Moses looked at his backside. He didn't look at all of God's glory. Thank you, Jesus. Sinful man can't look at God's glory. Stand in his sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he took on sinful flesh. Come on, church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing that I like about this, it said God is all power and understanding. Thank you, Jesus. He understands more than you think you know. He understands your coming in. And he understands you're going out. Oh, glory to God. God says, give me a chance. Won't you give me a chance? I understand what you're going through. And what you're going through, I've been through it. But if you give it to me, if you trust me, I'll bring you out. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 147 and 5 says, great is our Lord and of great power. He is understanding. He is understanding. Infinite. He understands. He understands. Even though he did not see it, he understands all of us. Even on an individual basis. Glory to God. Do you love God? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Stop coming to church and get your full benefits. When you come here, what do I mean? Oh, glory to God. You've been out in the world. Glory to God. Monday, you go to work. Glory to God. The enemy is all around you. hallelujah, like a parasite, sucking all of your energy, hallelujah. But go to the word, go in your private closet, glory to God. Don't allow the enemy to suck your energy like a mosquito suck blood, glory to God. That's what he wants to do. He wants to kill you dead. Oh yes, he does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, I wonder, do you understand, Satan? When the word, in the word, when he says that God loves you, hallelujah, in his word, hallelujah. That's power. That's true. Hallelujah. God wants to bless us spiritually in health and give us abundant life if we just do what he said to do. Man of me,
Jesus,
take my yoke upon you. Take the word. Take the word. And learn. God can make a difference in your life. God can make a difference if you let him. Why? Because he's all power. The word went out and said, is there anything too hard for God? Glory to God. And the word came back and said, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. We have all sinned and deserve God's judgment. God the Father sent his Son, his only Son, to satisfy the judgment of death for those who believe in him. If you believe in the Son, hallelujah, your sins are forgiven. And if you believe in the Son, then you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Jesus, the Creator and the eternal Son of God, who lived in a sinless life, glory to God, died for us. He died for our sins. He took that punishment. He was not guilty. We were guilty. He took that punishment that we deserved. He was buried and he rose from the dead according to the Bible. I believe the Bible. Hallelujah. And if you repent, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be saved. Judgment from judgment. And you will spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. How do they want to go to heaven?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. There is a heaven.
Yes, yes.
And there is a hell.
Jesus.
Glory to God. So what I'm saying, that God is all power. Now I have not seen all of God's power, but I have seen some of his power. I've seen God heal people right here in this church from a stroke. I've seen a young lady whose mouth was all the way crooked to the side. God healed them. I see demons come out here in this place. There is power in the name of the Lord.
That's right.
And all it takes is not God's faith, but your faith in him. He is all power. And in my closing, the reason why it's so to try to go out and witness people don't even know God, especially the young people, is because at one time the adults used to bring the kids to church. If they weren't getting it at home, they could at least get it in the church. You know, the church used to be the drop-off.
Yep.
Hallelujah. They don't even drop them off no more. They let them stay in bed and do what they want to do. And that's why the world is in the situation that is in. And do you remember when Jesus looked down before the flood, he said that my spirit is not going to dwell among men all the time. Evil is getting worse.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Everywhere you look around, it's evil. Glory to God. Don't get caught out there. Christ is soon to come.
Jesus.